With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Montanans first supported the 6-mill tax for higher education back in 1948. Every decade since then, voters have reauthorized the levy, which raises about $20 million annually from a property tax dedicated to the state university system. On average, that tab amounts to $12 on every $100,000 in property value. The 6-mill levy goes before voters for the 8th time next month. University of Montana alumnus Sam Forstag describes the 6-mill levy as a proud Montana tradition.
It affects the music we make, the books we write, the culture that we produce.
Others, like Republican State Representative Tom Burnett, says the 6-mill levy is a relic of the past that under current conditions he can no longer support.
It's not prudent to perpetuate things that need changing.
The 6-mill levy is not a new tax. It provides about 10% of the state's appropriation to higher education and helps support approximately 40,000 in-state students. University officials say it does that by helping fund day-to-day business operations on Montana's 4- and 2-year campuses. That includes helping cover salary and benefits for faculty and staff. Again, Sam Forstag, who served as president of UM's student body before graduating 2 years ago.
And so those dollars don't go to any sort of special funds like athletics or private fundraising. It goes straight to helping students and teachers make sure that there's a good classroom experience here in Montana.
But State Representative Burnett says times are changing for higher ed in Montana.
Students are starting to shun the system. Why should taxpayers have to stay the course to continue their contributions to the system?
The Bozeman Republican sits on the legislature's Joint Appropriations Subcommittee on Education.
From spring 2011 to spring 2018, enrollment fell as follows. Down 29% at University of Montana, down 39% at Missoula College, down 35% at City College Billings, down 29% at Dawson Community College, down 30% at Helena College, down 24% at MSU Billings, down 10% at Montana Tech.
Burnett says Montana's university system has only two enrollment bright spots, Montana State University and Gallatin College, up 23 and 105% respectively.
We are rich in brick and mortar for a dwindling student population. Many, many, many rooms, hallways, entire buildings seem lightly utilized, to put it very mildly. Nationally and here, we're seeing more money being spent on administration. People question the value of that.
Sam Forstag, who now works as a Type 2 firefighter with the Forest Service, acknowledges enrollment declines are an ongoing challenge.
That does not mean that the value of a higher education is any less than it was 10, 20, 30 years ago. If anything, with the jobs we're seeing here in Montana, with the rise of the tech industry, the value of a degree is higher than ever, and it's something that we should be making sure that everyday Montanans have access to.
Without voter approval next month, the 6-mill levy will expire. Montana University System officials say if that happens, there would be a $20 million funding gap that would have to be made up by either the State General Fund, a big ask under Montana's current budget reality, or an up to 18% student tuition hike.
I really hope that the 6-mill levy is passed, because I think that with recent tuition increases, there's already a huge burden. I, for instance, worked 2 to 3 jobs my entire time at college. And I don't think that we should be putting students in a position where they have to choose between $30,000, $40,000 of student loan debt or not getting access to higher education.
6-mill opponent Tom Burnett says tuition hikes are not a given if the levy isn't renewed.
Administrators have many tools at their disposal, not just altering tuition. Yes, higher education is an investment, but it has to pass a return on investment test. Investors change their investment portfolios all the time in response to changing conditions.
Montana's 6-mill levy has enjoyed bipartisan support over the past 7 decades, but its margins of victory have trended downward. In 1988, it passed with 64% voter approval. 10 years later, that slipped to 61%. In 2008, it won with 56% of the vote. Respectable, but the trend is obvious, and that worries its supporters and bolsters the levy's opponents. The 6 mil levy ballot issue appears on November's ballot as legislative referendum number 128. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.